the Fediverse.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for coming to this session of Reclaim Open. I'm here with Stephen Downs, and he's got a session called The Fediverse 6 months from now. So I'm going to let him take it from here. So thanks for joining us.
Okay. Hi, everyone. If there is anyone, I actually cannot see that there are any people attending or in the chat, so I'm sort of speaking to the air, but and this is the first time I've actually seen my presentation description since I submitted it 6 months ago. So nonetheless, here's the presentation. If you want the slides, the QR code on the slides that you can see there, that actually takes you to my presentation page where you can download the slides or follow along with a little slide viewer. Anyhow, now I'm seeing there's a bit of a lag as well, so your comments actually come in a wee bit after I say anything. No problem. All right, so I only have half an hour, so I have to be brisk about this. Okay. He says that and then pauses. Oh, right, it's down here. Okay. Most of you probably know what the Fediverse is. If not, you can look up the term Fediverse on the internet. But basically, the idea is that there are multiple servers called instances rather than a single server. So if we're comparing Twitter, say, and Mastodon, which is a Fediverse version of it, we have many Mastodon servers as compared to one Twitter server. And then the second part of it is that interactions can take place between users who are on different servers. So that's diagrammed there a bit to the right on the slide. And in the lower left, you can actually see a window into my version of Mastodon, which I watch. I want to draw a contrast between that and the Fediverse as it is run by Blue Sky, which is an alternative to Mastodon, because they do it differently. Instead of having multiple linked servers, each of which does everything for you, Atmosphere is broken up into different parts. You have, for individuals, what's called a personal data server. And every individual who has a Blue Sky account has a personal data server. The contents of these servers are aggregated by what's called a relay. And that relay gathers up all of the content. This is why it's so hard for people to create their own versions of Blue Sky. You need something like 13 gigabytes to run a relay. And then the actual Blue Sky application is a view of the data in the relay, and you can have different types of views for different types of services. This is not a rerun, Mark. This is me live doing it now on the edge. Never mind. Okay. So it's interesting, the distinction between Mastodon and Blue Sky is the distinction between federated services and aggregated services. That takes me way back into prehistory, and there's a whole long story there, but I find that that's really an interesting distinction. All right. Now, where I'm coming from. This is my perspective on the Fediverse based on stuff that I've been doing messing around with the Fediverse. What you see on the screen here is an application called C-List. It's a terrible name. I'm really sorry. It stands for Convergent Discussion List. And there's a whole story about it in the presentation 594 there. You can see the link on the bottom of the slide, which talks about what I was up to when I created this. But here's, you can sort of see different aspects of this. I don't know if you can see my mouse when I wave it. Oh, you can. Good. On the left-hand side are different Fediverse accounts that I have. In the middle, or there's left middle, are the contents of a feed, in this case, my following feed from Mastodon. In the middle right, there's a right pane where I create content. And then on the far right pane is the place where I can either save it to the web or mass storage or locally, or publish it on either Fediverse sites, blog posts, or wherever. So I built that, and I've spent a lot of time thinking about how the Fediverse should work from the perspective of not having to go to different applications to do everything to do Fediverse stuff. And we've seen a bunch of different presentations at this conference, even on Mastodon, on PeerTube, on WordPress. You got different accounts in different places, and there's a whole bunch of stuff you have to know. I want it all to be all on the one thing. Here's kind of a diagram of what that screen you just saw actually does. You didn't see it, but you can find resources, DuckDuckGo or Google or Oasis Open Educational Resources. You can read RSS, Mastodon, Blue Sky. There's a whole thing about personal identity, KV store, key value store, chats, integrations with AI, editors, different types of editors, including collaborative editing to edit your content, and then the whole save system, either to the cloud, a file system, or to web applications. That's a lot going on behind the scenes, and it was complex to create, and it's complex to comprehend even now. But the future, the future is even crazier. Right? Because there's all kinds of stuff that we want to do online. And this is why it's so difficult for so many people to actually get stuff done, because there's just so many different services. IPFS, Ghost, podcasting, Skills Profile, Zotero, Mendeley, I could have put in there as well. The Directory of Open Access Journals, Lenny, PeerTube again, which I don't actually have hooked up. ID, games, simulations, H5P. I keep getting notes saying, when are you going to integrate H5P? Because they're very proactive. Discord, project management, Mahara, etc., etc. But this is kind of what the future of the Fediverse looks like. It's all of this squeezed into this one easy application that we can use. So what does that mean? Well, as I was going through the development of this, I found a few key, I don't want to call them pain points because that's too much jargon, but issues, right? One issue is decentralized identity. On each of these services, we'll go back here, on each one of these services, we have a distinct login. Now, we could use Google login, and I do often, but I hate doing it, and I feel a little dirty every time I do. There's single sign-on, quote unquote, that individual institutions use, which is great until you graduate or get fired or whatever. And I don't want my identity to belong to other people anyways. And then there's the whole idea of all my passwords and all my, the stuff I want to keep secret, my driver's license number, my bank account number, and all of that. different ways of doing it. Nothing, you know, I wrote something up quickly just for, you know, to do this temporarily, but it's not enough. Okay, so Carmen says, the future is complicated. Yeah, but here's how it's really going to work. Maybe not in 6 months, right? But it's, this is how it's going to work. So I went to Claude. I don't actually have a Claude account. But I did this with some AI recently, and it came out really well. So I wanted to do it again. And I picked Claude, although I don't think I did it on Claude that time. Anyhow, I went to Claude and wrote, please create a fully functional ActivityPub client and server. It's a bit of a long shot. Claude did that. And I entered my username in here, and this all actually worked. And here it is working. Now, it's kind of working, kind of not, because all of this stuff actually has to be on the web somewhere. But I can just imagine the next, I only entered the one command, but I can actually imagine, you know, okay, please upload this to my server at www.downs.ca. And Claude uploads this, and we're away to the races. I've got, well, at least the start of all of that with a couple of AI commands. That's something like how it's going to work. I don't have a slide for this, but if I include something called Model Context Protocol, then Claude has access to all of these different services, you know, assuming I give Claude the access credentials in order to connect my application with these. Or I could just say, you know, put all these credentials in a file somewhere or in a secure store somewhere, something like that. So there's a lot of stuff happening in the Fediverse right now. As I predicted 6 months ago when I was projecting this session, what we have now is different, quite a bit different from what it looked like 6 months ago. All kinds of activity taking place, mostly, you know, student projects at things like MIT and Stanford, but still a lot of hackers. There's the people working in ActivityPub, so on. A few examples of the sorts of things that'll pull all this together. The ActivityPub fuzzer, which emulates different dialects that are used in ActivityPub. The thing about ActivityPub is it's a common protocol that can be used by services like Mastodon with the decentralization that I described in the first slide. But it can be used by video sites like PureTube, TikTok site like Loops, Reddit type sites like Lemmy, so on and so forth. Your blog as in Ghost or using the WordPress ActivityPub plugin, etc. But each one of these applications, as I've learned, uses ActivityPub slightly differently. So you need a way of translating them all, and that's what the fuzzer does. Now, what's interesting and the reason why this is significant is the code for this is available, which means that AIs like ChatGPT or Claude can read that code, and now they know how to do this too. So they will be able to do this for you. You just have to ask them. IBIS Wiki, this is a wiki integrated with OAuth, and they also integrated with the Fediverse. This is an attempt to kind of tie wikis with identity with the Fediverse. Neat idea. Privacy-preserving interoperability. There's a whole domain out there called zero-knowledge proofs. And the idea is that you can prove you are who you are, who you say you are, or prove that you have a credential without actually giving that information to the site where you're trying to prove this. There is technology to do it. The problem is it's hard, but people are working on it. as an aside, this ultimately is where all of this, you know, proof of age sort of thing is that's how it's going to go eventually. The problem is there's no way to make money off of it, really. That's why we don't really have a proper working solution. And then Fedify is a TypeScript library for building Fediverse servers. Again, this is the sort of thing that an AI system can look at, read, understand, and then emulate. Getting zero comments in the screen. I mean, I've either lost everybody or people are stunned into silence, one or the other. Okay. For the remainder of this, I just want to focus on a few major things that are happening in the Fediverse now that are going to change the way the Fediverse works, probably for the better. First thing, most significant thing, single sign-on, not just for your institution, but for the actual full world. Right now, we have many accounts, as I said, you know, different account for all of these different services. What we want is one identity, or more than one, you know, maybe two or three, depending. You know, I might want personal Stephen and then work Stephen and then photographer Stephen, but, you know, not 800, right? And not, you know, a new identity on every service, but my identity that I control. So there's the distributed ID specification by the World Wide Web Consortium. Just for fun, I asked ChatGPT to create one for me. And it did. Well, it gave me instructions that I can follow. I didn't actually do it, but I think I probably could. But so that's the sort of thing, again, that AI could handle for me. And this single sign-on may or may not be, probably will be, connected with real digital identity services. These are coming. They're coming now to Europe with the European Digital ID. They exist for academics in the ORCID IDs. And there's a whole bunch of other IDs that everyone has, right? Like a driver's license, health insurance number if you're not American, so on and so forth. So my DID will probably connect to all of those as well as connect to my cloud services, Fediverse services, and other online services. It's going to happen. It's taking agonizingly long, but it's going to happen. Second thing is the Fediverse proper will, at some point, I think, borrow from the Atmosphere protocol and create personal distributed data servers. Notice I've changed the name a little bit, right? Because the Blue Sky's personal data servers, it's a single website, single place, and there's a whole bunch of data there. It's all stored in JSON format. You can't put videos in there or anything like that. It's really, you know, not that flexible. But what you could do is take the concept of Blue Sky's personal data server and instead list all the different places you store all your stuff, which might be YouTube, might be PeerTube, might be Spotify, might be some ramshackle server in Croatia. Who knows, right? Doesn't matter because you just record where everything is in your personal distributed data server. Taylor says, hosting a PDS is not hosting a website. Quite right. It's hosting an API endpoint that other websites can use. Exactly. That's exactly right. It's an endpoint to data, and that data is generally delivered in JSON format, which other websites can use. The APIs, the Blue Sky personal data servers are open. There's no actual API interaction. You just hit the URL and you have access to all of the content. That's an issue in the Blue Sky community, right? Whether you can segment that off and have public and private. But right now, Blue Sky is completely public. So this is kind of following the model that Ian O'Byrne talked about this morning about a digital garden. It's kind of like that, except your garden is all over the country instead of just in your backyard, which makes sense, right? Because I can't grow corn and oats and beef cattle and palm trees in my backyard, right? First of all, it's too small. Secondly, I need different climates, different environments for different things. So I want it all over the place. And then just sort of some list that helps me keep track of it. So this is came up with this acronym this morning, PWSAC. It's a riff on the POSSE acronym, Publish on Own Site, Syndicate Everywhere. And my version is publish wherever, syndicate as convenient, which I think is probably a more comfortable model for people. And then ultimately, you could build your own PDFs using the code here that's available on GitHub from Blue Sky. And there will be many ways of building your own PDFs in the future. I've always thought that, you know, all of this, these kind of servers or these kind of services will just kind of come as like black boxes. And you don't worry about installing it, setting it up, configuring it, really. You just create whatever you want to create and upload it. And then you have some kind of interface like the Plurn or CList that I showed you. And it does all of that for you. Next, Fediverse service providers. Again, this is something that's well underway. Again, we're going to see the actual Fediverse of Mastodon and the rest draw inspiration from Blue Sky and use relays. Again, right now, it's the problem with the Fediverse is that, well, it's a federation, which means there's a bunch of things you can't really do very easily, like search, for example. If you want to search the Fediverse for something, think about it. Your search service would have to actually connect with several thousand, maybe million individual instances. That's an incredible amount of overhead. And worse, each of these instances has to support every search that happens on the network. So even if you have a single, and this is an actual problem now in Mastodon, if you have a single user instance, so it's just you, you're the only user on your Mastodon instance, you still might be hit with waves of traffic, not looking for you, but doing searches for something that has nothing to do with you. Big issue. So what these relays do is basically contact your server, get the information that you've published, they aggregate it, and then they provide the search service directly themselves. So they handle all the searches, and then they hit you only once. It's very similar to what was developed in the world of RSS, which had the same problem. It's very similar to a service called PubSubHubBub, which is a stupid name. But it was a good service so that when you hit an RSS feed, you could hit it through PubSubHubBub. And so you weren't hitting the actual RSS service provider. You're just hitting an aggregated version of it. There's a bunch of stuff in development, all of Fediverse relays. Bridgy is an example to connect to things that aren't actually part of the Fediverse. Fedi Buzz relay, there's a whole relay list, etc. How are we doing? We're doing great. All right. Distributed communities. Bonfire is a good example of this. And what I liked, what I saw from Bonfire was something recent that they've been doing called the Open Science Network. It's basically a distributed community, an activity pub style distributed community for scientists. Really, I think that we're going to see more and more of this. People have this idea of online community as, you know, this single website that you go to, and then a whole bunch of people will join this community. And, you know, they talk frequently about, you know, okay, I'm going to build this community on the internet and everybody will come and join, which is really a silly idea, because what you're doing is you're giving everybody a whole bunch of different websites that they have to join, create an ID on, sign into, et cetera, et cetera. And often these are duplicated. So, you have one website for JavaScript, another website for the JavaScript community, another website for the JavaScript community. They all end up competing with each other. But really, what a community is a common interest shared among a bunch of people. Those people don't have to be in the same place on the internet in order to share that interest. They just need to be able to communicate with each other. And that's what the Fediverse enables. So we'll see a lot more on decentralized communities. Some wrap-up comments, because I have 3 whole minutes left and people aren't flooding the chat area. And I'm reacting a bit to Bonnie Stewart's presentation, which I didn't really agree with. It was very nicely presented, but I really didn't agree with it. And even the sentiment of rewilding, which I don't really agree with either. Sorry, I know it's the theme of the conference, and I'm sorry. You know, we're at this point where we're seeing the failure of static, linear, rule-based, hierarchical kinds of structures. And there are various words that have been used to describe those. You know, hierarchies, colonialism, rule by cisgender old white men, of which I am one, but I don't rule anything, et cetera, et cetera. We know that that model doesn't work. We know that this capitalist idea of massification and surveillance and all of that doesn't work. Two directions we can go. We can go backward or forward. Either direction is in the direction of increased complexity. But if we go backward, we go back into that world where nobody can talk to anybody because there's no way to get together. We're all there in our individual personalized gardens, and we don't even know the people who are just 10 kilometers down the road because it's too far to go. The way of the future is also a route to increased complexity, but it's a different kind of complexity. I mean, it's wild, but it's not wild. It's just massively interconnected. You know, I mean, there's wild in the sense of a pile of leaves, and there's wild in the sense of an ecosystem. Where if we go to the past, we're going back to the pile of leaves. But if we go to the future, which does mean this kind of technology, then we're going to the world of the ecosystem. I want to go to the world of the ecosystem. I want to be able to talk to and know people who are not just in my backyard, but who are around the world. I think that's a good thing. I don't think we should be tossing out this technology, and I include artificial intelligence, because it is being abused by corporations and capitalists and people who own most of society. I think we should be using this technology to establish our own alternatives to that system. A complex, fair, egalitarian, inclusive society that is a bit better than the country farm. That's all I got to say. Thanks, everyone.
Nom, nom, nom.